Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant. AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
2, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello!
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
And here we go, the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. We have a skeleton crew today. A lot of people are out. Let's see. Scotty B is in Austin for the iHeartRadio Podcast Awards.
Yeah.
Nate is on a conference call.
Yeah.
And then it's just us.
It's going to be weird without Scotty because, you know, he one or two appropriate things per podcast.
I know. Yeah. Who's going to talk about pooping and having sex with a stuffed animal?
I can come close, but...
Okay, good. Garrett's here, there's Gandhi, Scotty, Scary is here, and there's, what? There is. And there's Danielle.
Hello.
You know, we had Andrew on earlier, who, by the way, is also in Austin for the Podcast Awards for Serial Killers. Mm-hmm. He was talking about the fact that he now has a life coach. And iHeart, being the great company they are, we love working with iHeart, they actually offer you 8 sessions. Right? Yeah. Is it 8 sessions, Gandhi?
Yes, 8 for the year.
What else? Is there anything else on the list that we have coming to us that we don't know about?
You know, I'd have to investigate. I don't know. I haven't really done the deep dive into our insurance. I should.
There used to be chiropractic and acupuncture. I don't know if it's still there. But I think chiropractor is, because I go to a chiropractor. I don't know if acupuncture is still there, but I know those two things were there.
What if we get, like, free steaks and, like, food?
We've really been missing out, then.
I know we get a spirit day. We get a spirit day and a mental health day,
too.
Wait,
what's a spirit day?
What's a spirit day?
Rah-rah?
It's a day off. I don't know what a spirit day... It just says it, like, when we do, like, put in for vacation.
So a spirit day...
Let's find out...
It's supposed to be something that you do to, like, legitimately uplift your spirit. So you're supposed to take the day off and then go volunteer somewhere.
Oh.
Or go learn... So, yeah, it's
now,
like,
do they have to have proof... Like a receipt from your volunteering?
Not that I know of.
But see, what else is coming to us? I mean, like Omaha steaks, that'd be great. Like,
it's part of your health insurance.
Once per month, we get some steaks. All right, so Spirit Day.
Okay.
But this life coach thing, I've always wanted to go meet with a life coach. Always. Have you guys thought about it?
Absolutely. Especially when Andrew was saying that it's just kind of basic everyday stuff that you can tweak, not the deep dive into why you are the way you are from your childhood. It's just like, hey, I have this one area of my life that I need a little bit of help in. Can you help me out? And that's what it's for.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I can give you a list of 40,000 things that I need help with. Like, Gandhi, what would be one thing you'd like to work on?
Oh, man. I mean, there are a lot, but I definitely... So I was raised in a household where I was taught that sugarcoating gives you cavities, so just be direct about what you have to say.
as I have grown up, I've realized that a lot of people take directness as negative confrontation. So if I see a problem and I think, hey, we can fix this, I would just say, hey, I think this is a problem, let's fix it. When oftentimes the person on the receiving end will shut their ears off after, oh, there's a problem, because they think that whatever's coming is something bad. And I never looked at it that way, because I just think, let's not waste time. Let's get to it. Let's fix this. Where a lot of people really need that fluff and that sugarcoating around it. So I would like to get better at that and figure out how to sugarcoat things, I guess.
No, please don't do that.
I mean, I don't want to. I think it's a waste of time. But I have noticed, you know, if what I want is a positive outcome from another person, then I can't just keep, you know, barreling ahead and expecting everyone else to change.
Right.
Maybe I need to be the one that adjusts a little bit.
Idea. How about this? If you want to come to me with something we need to work on, I want you to ask me a question first.
Okay.
Shall I sugarcoat this or not?
Nobody will say yes.
No.
But they always want the yes. Most people want the yes. With you, Elvis, I probably wouldn't sugarcoat it, because you and I have a very clear relationship where I don't need to. But there are other people that really need that, because they will take it as offensive instead of like constructive.
Then maybe their life coach session should be about how I should be able to talk about things without having it sugarcoated.
Yeah, I would love to believe that the problem is everybody else and not me. I really would. But I feel like I'm the common denominator in every one of these things. So it's just something to work on. It doesn't mean I'm going to do it all the time, but something to work on.
I blame
what
it on my
Danielle.
I don't know. I feel like definitely carving more time in the day, managing my time better. A life coach is good, I think, for that. And like, you know, just being able to, you know, do that. And then I have a lot of ideas for things that I never like get to implement. Like, I'm starting to do them a little bit more, like, you know, with my comedy thing and, you know, the haunted house and like little things here and there. But like, I have other ideas that I want to do, and I feel like, well, how do I do it? How do I find the time? How do I whatever, you know? So that kind of a thing I think would be good to talk to somebody about.
Scary, what about you?
Well, to Gandhi's point earlier, the more I'm hearing from all you guys about having a life coach, the more I'm realizing I probably need one because of my terrible upbringing. And it wasn't my own fault or my parents' fault. It was because of a generational thing. As a Gen Xer, we were always told kids should be seen and not heard. So we would internalize everything and keep things bottled up. Now, I feel like with a life coach, maybe, you know, going to somebody like that could help me, you know, identify what it is I may want to work on and move forward with it. If that's what we're talking about, you know.
So where do you draw the line between therapy and life coaching?
Right,
because
to me, that
would be a therapy thing.
I think she would probably say the same thing.
Yeah.
Or him, whatever.
I don't know. Well, you said there's a clear difference between therapy and life coaching. So a life coach,
I think there is.
Would handle what?
I think, I don't know specifically, but from what I'm hearing and gathering, I think the life coach is more social dilemmas in your life that are easily fixable versus therapy, which is a deep dive into your past and maybe resolving some trauma.
Maybe you need to layer it. Yeah. I mean, can you have a life coach without therapy first? Or you need to have therapy first and then move on to a life coach?
Or the same time?
I don't know.
A lot of my friends go to life coaches because they're at an impasse where they want a new career or they want something else, and they just can't get over that hump, and they just don't know how to go about it, and or they don't know what they're looking for. So they go to the life coach to kind of help them, you know, maybe figure out in their head what they're looking for.
Wait, Elvis, what would your thing be?
Oh, God. You know what? Motivation. Motivation and payoff. Procrastination is my worst enemy. I'll come up with a great idea, and I'll start to put things into motion, and I'll start the engine, and then it fizzles.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's because I just am lazy, or I'm afraid of the outcome, or, yeah, I don't know. So mine is possibly the thin line between therapy and life coaching.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I think sometimes when I feel that way... Oh, I just cut you off. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I think when I feel that way a lot of times, it's because I'm trying to take too big of a step instead of taking the little one. And when you try to take the big one, then it feels overwhelming. But when you take the little one, you're like, okay, I can do this.
Well, I'm looking online and just did a random search for topics for life coaching. Mm-hmm. Number one, defining your personal values.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
what stands out to you when you think of success? How do you like to spend your free time? What activities make you happy and fulfilled? That's important stuff, right?
Yeah, I think all that's good, yeah.
Identifying your life goals. Like, what is it? You know, I'll use me as an example because, well, I know me. You know, here I'm a 60-year-old guy who's been doing this morning show for how many years? Almost 30 years, right?
Awesome.
Almost half of my life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've been in radio since I was 18 years old or 14 years old. Okay, well, what's left? What else is there out there? You know, it's like I have this much of my life left. What am I going to do with that space?
Right.
I think that would be a great life coach thing. Where you are in life.
Yeah,
I always get nervous when like people are like, oh, you know, I'm saving all this for retirement. And when I retire, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And then I get nervous thinking, what if we don't make it to that and we didn't do it? Right. We didn't do it now. Like, we waited.
Very good.
You know, like that is something that makes me nervous all the time. Like, yeah, it's great that we're getting ready with our little nest egg, but what if, you know?
No, I don't want to be the richest guy in the cemetery. I've said it before. I want to spend. I want to do. I want to explore. This was the new me from the past couple of years now. I'm just trying to travel to different places. And
I like that.
But is that a life? But that's not a life goal, right? I mean, is it? But it's not a worthwhile cause.
You're mixing in your happy-go-lucky scary with going to the office as well.
Right.
You're making them both work together.
Yeah. But should I be looking for a deeper layer here, a deeper cause, something more worthwhile or worthy or something larger than me than just
the
surface stuff?
Well, the question is, do you need to do that is the question. Maybe that's what the life coach can help you discover.
Yeah.
Like, do you need or do you have a chunk of your being missing because you're not chasing something more meaningful and deeper?
I feel rather complete right now.
Well, that's good. Okay. That's good.
I don't know. Didn't go with that. Developing a positive mindset is another thing.
Yes. God, I feel like that one's so important. I mean, we've talked about gratitude and how it rewires your brain and makes you think completely differently about everything that you face. And instead of focusing on everything you don't have, why not turn it around and focus on all the things you do have? We have so much. Most people do have really good things, and even if it's just your health, that is so important. Mm-hmm. Don't take advantage of it and disregard it.
I think it was Marilyn Monroe or somebody that said, crave what you have, not what you don't.
Ooh. Marilyn.
It was either her or, I don't know, Audrey. One of my girls.
That's a great way of putting that.
One of my ladies.
It could have been Audrey Hepburn.
Yeah.
Overcoming self-doubt and negative thinking.
Who's
your life coach? That inner voice that kind of fucks with us a little bit.
That's probably a big thing with your life coach, is like trying to get you out of that negative space and that I can't do it or I'm not worthy and that type of stuff.
That's my biggest problem.
Yeah.
Seriously, that inner voice is like it takes over sometimes, and it's just like I almost have to like break out of my house and like go for a walk because it just gets so clouded at times.
Yeah.
I get that. I think my inner voice is kind of a crackhead because
in what way?
She tells me all kinds of things that are just not true.
Oh my God.
Like, she never tells me that I can't do anything. She tells me I can do everything, and then I get into things and I'm like, who did you think you were to start doing this? That was crazy. Or she'll tell me I look great before I leave the house, and then I'll see myself on camera and I'm like, you lying bitch. How dare you tell me that I looked okay?
I love the relationship you have with your inner voice.
I don't trust her at all.
Let's see. Building self-confidence is in there. Setting healthy boundaries. You know, this is what we were talking about with Andrew earlier. Boundaries are so important. You have to be able to say no when you don't want to do something.
Yeah.
Look, you don't have to say no every time. Sometimes you may want to go, I don't want to do this, but I really feel like I should. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But every single time, letting someone plow over you and letting them tell you how you're going to live your life?
No. I learned that in, let me see, was it high school? There was a friend that I had, and she used to always walk all over me and like try to tell me what to do, and it had to be her way or the highway. Oh. And I remember saying to her mom, I've had it with your daughter. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm going to do what I want to do. And that was the first time I put my foot down and I stopped listening to what that girl said. And I was like, I don't care.
Yes.
What if your boundaries are met with resistance? Meaning like, I don't know. You set a boundary. You align the sand on something. But the person that's maybe, I don't know, in your life that... you know, we'll have a problem with that, or, you know, because so where is there a compromise there, or is there just you just butt heads and you're thought of as a shithead? I don't know.
Well, at what point in your life will you do it your way? That's the question.
Yeah.
I mean, how long can you go in your life with just, okay, I'd rather just not have confrontation with him, so I'm just going to do it, versus that's not good for me. Right. That doesn't work for me. So right. I love you. I love our relationship as friends or whatever, but that doesn't work for me. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think you're a shithead if you say that to me. It actually makes me actively listen to what you're saying and give you the space and the microphone to say what's on your mind.
Hmm. Elvis, I mean, over the course of our relationship, too, here at work, you know, you've been blunt with me at times, and I've told you, I go, I appreciate it, because it only makes me better, personally, because I think a lot of people just kind of, like Gandhi was saying, just sugarcoat things and aren't as direct, so all it does is just hurt you at the end of the day.
Well, don't you think, though, being blunt is kind of...
Well, not blunt, maybe that wasn't the right word, but you know what I mean? Like, more direct.
Well, being direct, if I'm direct with anyone on this show, it's twofold. It's actually, in my opinion, it's something you probably need to hear, but that's my opinion.
Yeah.
And also, it's good for the show.
I think it
which
also
is
depends on
something
what
something we
is,
all have to keep an eye on.
Yeah, yep. For sure. Like, I think sometimes, you know, you can be blunt and straight to the point with certain things that, you know, okay. But then if it's something that would really hurt somebody's feelings to the point where, like, they'll be really, really upset, maybe you have to go a little bit, you know... little tippy toes maybe a little bit more, or find another way to say it without pissing them off. You know what I mean?
I thought feelings don't count in this
No, it
arena.
Depends on what it is. I mean, you got to really think about the situation because every situation is different.
Yeah.
And feelings always count, but sometimes you have to look over those. Here's the problem with what we do here. We have clocks ticking.
Yeah.
We have crunch time.
Right.
Now, for 4 hours a day, it's crunch time. And sometimes it gets a little heated to get the point across. We have to do this now because we don't have time. We don't have time to sit here and argue about it or debate it.
Right.
It's a weird situation we're in.
Should we switch over to a 4-hour podcast instead?
Are you crazy? What is wrong with you?
No. We don't plenty even want to do the,
get him out of the studio. Cut his mic off.
4 hours.
The final thing on this list of life coaching topics that lead to transformation and breakthroughs: embracing and manifesting change.
Oh my God, yes.
To me is positive.
Yeah.
Oh my God, sometimes you gotta just break it. You know what?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Absolutely. I think that's the one thing that is really hard for so many people is to just accept change and roll with the change. Mm. But they say all the time that the number one aspect any being needs for evolution and to survive is adaptability and flexibility. And that goes with change. If something changes, you can adjust yourself around it. If you want to keep being a brick wall, you're not going to go anywhere. You need to be like water, flow like water.
Yeah. Unless it's a negative change, then I think you have to remove yourself from that situation at that point and say, I can't do this. This is not how I feel or whatever. And then you do something else. You find something else.
So what changes are we making?
No, you know what I want to meet? I want to meet the life coach that has all their shit together. Because really,
they don't think about it.
You're a life coach giving someone else's advice. Do you take your own advice? That's what I want to know.
Probably not. You know, a lot of really, really strong, smart therapists will tell you, hey, man, I don't always preach what I say, but what I'm saying is perfect for what you need to hear.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Those who don't do coach.
There you go.
That's great.
I think we've filled our we're about 15 minutes here.
Oh, okay. Well, we're getting closer to Scary's 4 hours. We're going like almost 17.
Whoa!
We're overtime.
You know what that means? 15, 16, 17. How many that minutes are we owed now?
That means nothing.
Is that a credit?
Yeah, that's a credit.
And this is on a skeleton crew.
Damn.
What'd you say?
I know.
Wow.
All right, well, that was great.
I feel like I need to make a sexual comment or something about poop, like Scotty would say.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't know. Poop in the bowl. I don't know.
Hey.
Diarrhea for everyone.
Sex with a teddy bear. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
It's like Scotty's here.
All right, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Are you ready to elevate the way you dress? I know you're looking for styles, cuts, and fits that embrace you and your figure in every way. Well, you have to check out bostonproper.com. Look, it's the summer and I want to wear some more like cute little flirty dresses this summer. Boston Proper has so many and I cannot wait until they arrive. Boston Proper designs are unique and made to fit flawlessly. And you can shop all these looks at bostonproper.com and wear it like no one else.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.